Hi, I'm Mary. I'm Valerie's assistant. And I'd like to take a moment to invite you to her upcoming live webinar happening Wednesday, May 8th. It's dedicated to couples or individuals who are eager to deepen their love and understanding of one another in their partnerships and want to stay united throughout the process of faith expansion. It's called the Growth-Oriented Marriage, and it's happening May 8th at 8:30 p.m. Central Time. Valerie will explore strategies to strengthen your relationship and foster mutual growth. Plus, by registering for this webinar, you'll also receive access to two additional webinars also dedicated to couples in faith expansion, how to feel safe again in your marriage, and developing healthy stress management. These resources are essential for creating a nurturing environment at home. And there's more. Stay with us after the webinar for a Q&A where no topic is off limits. It's a great opportunity to get personalized advice directly relevant to your situation. Space is limited, so don't delay. Visit LatterdayStruggles.com to register or click the link in the show notes. Let's embark on this journey to a more fulfilling and resilient marriage together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Latter-day Struggles
and Ask Dr. Julie Hanks podcast.
We are so excited to be here with you all today. And as we have mentioned before, 2024 for Julie and I, we have chosen to have this year be a year where we focus on helping you be healthy, psychologically healthy here in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And we are focusing on a variety of different topics connected to that, whether it is that you want to learn how to be healthy as you stay connected to the church, or now this particular topic is how to step away if you feel like that is something you're considering. And we want to help with how you can do that in a psychologically healthy way. And then in the fall, we are going to be working with you on those of you who are not so sure if you want to stay or you want to step away. So what we have done this year is we began this year by having a 1 month long question and answer series that filled up, and we were working specifically with those of you who want to stay connected to the LDS Church and do so in a healthy way. And we had a wonderful time. Do you want to say anything about that,
yeah,
Julie, as we kick this off?
It was beyond fun for us and so, I think, so helpful for the participants. And we sold out, and there were people emailing saying, please add me, please add me. And so we had no idea how much need there was for this. And so we did it every Thursday night for the month, and just a Q&A format. People submitted their questions or asked live. And it was just so fun and connecting. And so I felt really supported by the group too.
I agree. It surpassed our expectations, not only from the perspective of it being fun to facilitate, but we just got to meet so many wonderful people who mm-hmm. are wrestling with many of the same things that honestly you and I are wrestling with ourselves, Julie. So it was just a really bonding time.
It was wonderful. So, and just to be clear, you know, we're going to be talking today about stepping away from the LDS faith. We are not promoting staying, and we are not promoting leaving. So we are not advocating for you to stay or to leave. That is a personal decision. And as mental health professionals, we support you in doing what you need to do. We're here to help you do that and maintain your relationships and personal mental health and do that, you know, in the best way possible.
I'm really glad that you mentioned that, Julie, because yes, we have, well, I guess if we were to say we have an agenda, the agenda is that you be healthy and that all of us feel like we are doing and becoming who we are here to become in this life. And if you're listening to either of our podcasts or are interested and involved in the work that Julie and I do, we are very interested in psychological and spiritual health as it is connected to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It matters to us. It's very much a part of who we are, our identity, our heritage. And so these are really big, important questions. And this particular topic of how to step away in a psychologically healthy way is especially overwhelming for a lot of people. And so what we wanted to do today as we are getting ready for this next session, which is in June of 2024, is we wanted to just walk you through some of the things that you might anticipate learning about or some of the questions that likely will come up in this session. We don't have any, we haven't opened registration, so we haven't seen questions yet, of course, but Julie and I work daily with people who are wrestling with these very topics. How can I stay in a healthy way? Or here are all of the things that I am worried about if I do choose to step away. And so, as Julie mentioned, there will be some of you in this audience that comes to this event on every Thursday night of June 2024 who has already decided to step away, or maybe you have stepped away and you're trying to wrestle with relationships or tough issues. And there may be some of you who are contemplating it, but haven't really decided, and you're scared because there's a lot of very legitimate things to think about. It's a big thing. And so we are going to be addressing all of the issues surrounding the question of stepping away, whether it be temporarily or permanently. And that's actually one of the topics in and of itself, that it doesn't have to be temporary or permanent. You can change your mind.
Yeah. Or somewhere in between.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what I want to do today is, Julie and I did some brainstorming in preparation for this time together. And we also just, you know, we tend to hang out and talk to each other about what we're working on with people. And So what I wanted to do is, I am going to throw out several topics that Julie and I anticipate we will be working with you on in this question and answer session in June. And then, Julie, I am going to ask you to sort of choose a couple of topics that we can go slightly deeper in as I just kind of list this big overview of subjects that people who are contemplating stepping away or who have stepped away are struggling with and want mental health support around. So here we go. Okay. Many people who are in this space are really, really worried about their marriages. They're really worried about how to parent, specifically when one has enjoyed the structure of the church at some point in their family lives, all of a sudden stepping away feels really overwhelming because the church has handed them a structure. And even though the structure may not be working in one's development, sometimes people feel that there's a gaping hole and they're really scared to step away and step into the role of parenting without the structure of the church. Another topic is family of origin. And there's so many avenues we could tackle on this one, and I'm sure we will. But just to highlight a couple of them, many people have families of origin that are more traditionally believing, and we don't tend to always have a great skill set around how to be psychologically in tune with one another when someone changes their stance in their relationship with the church. And so we will be talking about how to manage that, whether it be confrontation, whether it be silence, whether it be grief, awkwardness, not knowing how to even sort of be in relationship with some family of origin members. So we will be open to and interested in talking about all of the various issues that emerge when one decides to or is contemplating stepping away. And it's like, how do we even be a family anymore when we are different? Because and honestly, we've had some recent rhetoric that even discourages interaction between, you know, taking counsel from family that has a different belief system. So anything you want to throw in as I've thrown out four or five topics, Julie, anything you want to jump in and say?
Yeah, there's also in-law, not just family of origin, but dealing with in-laws. If you have a partner, that can be really tricky. Also, parents are worried about disappointing their children who are still believers. So we will be talking about that as well.
I am so glad you brought that up, because that is such a prominent pain point with people that I work closely with.
Mm-hmm.
The families where there's a couple with children and grandchildren, and they, you know, it's in some ways sort of ironic. That's like, well, I did such a good job raising these traditionally believing children and grandchildren, and now I am growing and evolving, and I am completely disorienting my own family that I've raised. And so mm-hmm. I think, yes, we will spend time for sure talking about that. Okay. So I'll throw a few more topics out that we anticipate talking about. We struggle with grief, or we're anticipating the grief of losing one's community. We also feel sometimes that we are going to be dislocated from our own tradition. A lot of us, again, the LDS church is a cultural identity. And so if someone steps away, there is that period of time, at least early on, where it's like, who am I even? like I have a different relationship with my church attendance, but many people say, I'm going to always be Mormon. Like this is my people. These are the generations that come before me. And so it's relational in nature, but this is actually an intrapersonal thing, which is how can we find ourselves and locate ourselves inside of the tradition on some levels, but really self-defining in very different ways as far as like our attendance and how we actually relate to the church on a daily or a weekly basis. And so that's sort of a big topic that a lot of people really wrestle with. It's a tricky thing. Anything you want to say there, Julie?
Yeah, I just want to circle back to grief. Yeah. There is so much grief because stepping back, you lose respect. You lose practical support systems. You lose certainty. You lose, you're talking about identity, behavioral expectations. Now, like it's everything's fair game. I mean, it's just, there's so much that is lost. I mean, there's a lot that's gained too, but learning how to grieve in a healthy way is going to be a big part, I think, of our Q&A.
I love that. And it may be the biggest part. I think the relational piece is just a part of the grief, right? There's the grief of like, who am I? And how do I self-define in a world that doesn't quite yet make sense to me? I don't know exactly who I am. I know who I'm not. I'm getting closer to knowing that, but I don't know who I am. And I don't know who I am in the context of the people who are still believing traditionally, even if I am not. Yeah. And so it's scary. And one thing that I think is really important about what you and I care so much about, Julie, is that a lot of times when people are in this space of changing belief and deciding how to change their relationship with the church, if they feel like that's what they need to do, their support system that they're used to leaning on, they don't have anymore. It's sometimes a partner. It's sometimes best friends. It's sometimes close family members who, in their more traditionally believing space, sometimes they just can't do it. It brings up too much anguish and grief on both sides of the relationship. And so some people really feel lost at sea. They feel very alone. And sometimes there's a part of them that's propelling them forward. Like, this is right for me to do, but we can't do this alone. We really need a support system, which is, I think, why these small little communities that we are creating on our platforms are so helpful to so many people, because it's like, oh my goodness, I'm not alone. I'm not crazy. I'm not bad. I'm not sinful. I'm not going to go to hell. I'm growing, right?
Right, right. Yeah. I'm jumping to 10. I think this fear of losing your salvation or your eternal family. It's so interesting how many people I've worked with who've left still have that fear of like, but what if it is true? And what if I am like not going to be in heaven with my family? And so there's kind of this transition of like, you know, what if what I used to believe is right and I'm wrong now and I lose my family or I lose salvation or those kind of things? And you can still have that fear even if you don't really believe it anymore.
It's almost like for some of us, I think the cognitive belief and the belief that's like deep down, like in our hearts from primary, they evolve at different paces, right? So there's a part of us that's like, no, that is not the God I believe in. That is not the theology I believe in. But then there's something that's like so wired into us that's like, oh, but maybe I'm wrong and maybe God is punitive that way and I am going to go to hell. And so I think part of what we'll be doing as we work with people in this question and answer is sort of helping people become more explicitly aware of like maybe some of the like really deeply wired in fears that prevent them from stepping into their power and acknowledging that maybe because you're growing, you can trust yourself perhaps more than you're used to trusting yourself. I know that came up. This is a bit of an aside, but very relevant. The group that Julie and I just finished running in February, a lot of folks as they were doing, we were interacting, was like, oh, it's so hard to trust myself. It's so hard to trust that this is a growth process, that I am evolving in really good, powerful ways. And even the stepping away process for many of us, although it's terrifying, we are allowed to change our minds. You know, I think that's something that we keep telling our people that we work with, is it's like, even if I'm wrong on some level, that's okay. Like, we're growing. Right.
Yeah. It's about growth, right? And that kind of leads into that black and white thinking.
Yes.
Of that seems to come up no matter what the topic is, but just getting out of that, like, if I leave, I have to leave I have to decide now. That's one. And then if I leave, I have to make a permanent decision forever. Or if I stay, I have to stay forever. And that just feels overwhelming. And so I think getting out of that binary black and white thinking is so helpful in any part of this process of, like, you can be half in, you can go week to week. Yeah, I want to go to church this week. I don't want to go this week. And there's just a lot more in the middle than we're taught.
Well, we have been taught, I very explicitly remember from my own childhood about, like, the slippery slope of, you know, you leave, you know, you don't go one week and next thing you know, it's 10 years. Like, I don't even know where I picked that up, but it's sort
one
of,
day to 10 years.
Right? And the idea there being that, like, we are not agents unto ourselves. And in the instant we make a choice, in this case, to step away, all of a sudden we have no autonomy anymore and we can't make a second choice. And so you and I are going to be doing a lot of detecting of that kind of sort of automatic thinking that doesn't make a ton of sense and is very illogical, right? Based on maybe some of our, like, early, again, I'm back to, like, what we kind of picked up in, like, our early primary adolescence or our childhood, right? And it's like, no, we can make a choice from Sunday to Sunday, and we can actually define what our relationship is, whether it be, you know, and I think even framing this as we are, in some ways, we're doing it to keep it simple, but it is a binary framing. And many people don't need to ever choose in or out. There may be a few who want to sort of do these, you know, more official, remove their names from the records of the church. But the vast majority of us, I think we're like, wait, no, I just want to be in when I feel like it is serving my soul. And I want to be able to step away in ways that are psychologically and spiritually healthy for me. And I think to that, to speak into that a little bit more, we can jump down to the topic you and I talked about in our preparation about for some people, stepping away is necessary to heal from some spiritual trauma.
Yeah. You have to have that distance. And for some people, the experience in the church feels like an abusive relationship and they need to get out of it. Just like you would get out of another kind of relationship that has been harmful. And stepping away in a big way sometimes is required to start that healing process.
I think for some people, having the ability to be able to know I can step away and giving themselves, like, the permission to be empowered and to be an agent to themselves sometimes is the first time they've ever done that in their life in a big decision.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us are kind of conditioned to believe that, like, no, you're not allowed to step away from the church.
That's not an option, right?
Right. And
not an option.
And what we want everyone to, I mean, the first order of business here is we are helping people become psychologically mature and helping them recognize that you can make choices that are for your best good, and that you, and between you and the divine, they will hold you in whatever choice that you make. And I think a lot of people don't, they discount the reality that, like, there has been for some people spiritual trauma. It's a very real thing, and it matters. And it's not respecting of one's own soul to go against what one is feeling deep down, which is, sometimes people feel that they are walking into harm's way in their attending church. Now, that is not everybody's experience, but that is the experience of some people. And for them to have the ability to say, I'm going to stand up for myself and step away to heal. And then I can decide, it may become a permanent choice, or it may be that they heal and decide that they want to change their relationship and move back in a little bit. And again, we don't prescribe one way or the other, because we want to actually honor that as an individual, each of you have the ability to discern what is best and most healthy for you. We just want to help kind of offer clarity and a place for you to process that, an environment where you know that answer, whatever you choose, you know, is honorable. So,
Hi, everyone. I'm Mary, Valerie's assistant, here with a question. Have you become a Friday subscriber yet? If not, Let me take 30 seconds to tell you why it's a good idea. Subscribers don't just get double the content each week. You also get perks like early access to our classes, special discounts, and the chance to participate in exclusive Q&A sessions. Friday subscribers, they get some pretty good stuff. But more than that, you help keep the Latter-day Struggles conversation going. So subscribe today. Click the link in today's show notes. And thank you for supporting Valerie and her work. Here's what's coming up on this Friday's episode.
What is the purpose of the undergarment? Is it an integral part of priestly garments, or is it underwear? Or is it trying to be both? And this is the tension. I think the church has been wanting it to be both. And the question is that really workable? And is that really workable for women?
The moment you allow someone else to determine how you have a relationship with symbolic garments that are also your underwear, you're not wearing your own underwear. You're wearing someone else's underwear. So it's about ownership.
We all know the term garment policing in our faith tradition. People surveil each other to see what their level of compliance is. And there is virtue signaling by the wearing or the not wearing of garments. And that is, quite frankly, a toxic, toxic way to be in connection with one's own spiritual community. It is wrong.
Every church has the right and the responsibility to define and describe its priestly garments, what they should look like, when they should be used, and how they should be used. But churches don't define underwear.
To become a subscriber to exclusive Friday content, click on today's show notes and look for the link under subscribe.
Something else that I think is going to be helpful is really looking at that contingency-based self-worth. Like, I must do this, this, and this in order to be lovable or worthy or get blessings. So that kind of that thinking of that I have to earn my love through obedience, my lovability, and my worthiness. And I think that is so hard to untangle from.
Yeah, we all have, I mean, I don't know that there's too many exceptions to the transactional gospel of Jesus Christ that we were also, you know, very, mm-hmm. we were taught for the most part very early on. And that's very Christian in nature. That's not just, we don't own that as a church, but to sort of make sense of what are some of the contracts we have made with ourselves or we have made with the church or with God that may be completely outside of our awareness, that like, if I do this, then I will be blessed. And the thing that's painful about that is that we may find as we step into our power, if there are those of us who feel that it is appropriate to step away temporarily or otherwise, we are going to notice that there are going to be people in our lives that are going to treat this as a transactional relationship, which is, oh, you're stepping away, then there are going to be some actual relational consequences. And so I think we'll process the reality that, like, maybe we experience that in real time with other wounded human beings that are struggling. And yet at the same time, we want to not make that become the way we see God, that like God's going to honor whatever our relationship is with ourselves, and that we don't have to feel like we have to earn their love by where our, you know, butt is sitting on a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Like that is independent of our goodness, our enoughness, our lovability in God's eyes. So lots of heavy topics, though. These are tricky things that I think many of us, if we haven't thought about them explicitly, I think I'm wondering if there might be some of you who have been thinking about leaving that are like, ooh, these are really touching into sort of my fears and my insecurities. Yeah. All right. So as we kind of close up today's episode, what we want to give a little bit of an overview on right now is what we anticipate you will receive if you choose to jump into this Q&A session in June. We want to help you process what your fears are, what your insecurities are, what your anxieties are. We want to work with you on both how you're processing these things within yourself and how what you're worried about in terms of your relationships, because that's a really, really big one here in our space is if I make this choice, how will it impact any number of various relationships.
Mm-hmm. And how do I have those conversations? I'm really big on like finding the right words and the right approach can make or break the relationship. You know, you can approach it with defensiveness or you can approach it with love. And so there, we'll talk about some specific strategies.
I think you're the queen of that, Julie. I always just go, let's let Julie, that's one of your many sweet spots is like, how can you help frame what they're going to say to their father-in-law? Like, that's where you shine, Julie.
Well, thank you.
So we will be doing quite a bit of that. We like to make these interactive at the very beginning, just to offer to you what we did before. This was a pilot. Now we've done it once and it was so successful that we have a little bit of a sense of what we'll do. Towards the beginning, we will probably spend a lot of the time answering some big questions that are going to be relevant to a lot of the people in the group that comes on with us. And then as the weeks go by, we will start answering some more organic questions that come from the audience. And then from time to time, if people are interested, we might have you come on and do a little bit of interacting so that you are getting your specific question answered, if you desire to do that. If you don't, we have anything from people sit on the screen, the chat is going wild, and there are a lot of people getting to know one another. And then there are a few people that never turn their screens on, and they're really just there to listen, and they're taking notes, and they're learning, and they don't necessarily interact. And all of those choices are completely acceptable.
Yeah, they're all welcome.
Okay, so we are going to continue. Let me just jump back to what we want to, you can anticipate receiving if you jump in with us, which we hope you will. Is we want to help you better understand what your internalized false beliefs are and some of the meanings that you have made about stepping away. So some of us experience a lot of shame or a sense of badness, or there's just all sorts of things that are sort of deep under the radar or under our consciousness that we're not even aware of. And our hope is that we can kind of bring those out into the open and process where you came by some of those beliefs, how those beliefs are preventing you from stepping into your power, and then, of course, how to do so in your relationships. And then last but not least, just the last couple of things that we anticipate you will benefit from in coming on with us is...
I think an important part is recognizing and being able to be prepared for the response of the larger group dynamics, right? Like how being prepared for... to be ignored or to have people be awkward or to have people, you know, look at you differently because you're wearing a tank top, or like being prepared for those situations. So you know what to say, you know how to like go toward the awkwardness and be graceful and generous in your response. Because I think there's just so many situations where we're trained as a group to respond differently to someone who's perceived as an outsider. And I think we can help prepare you for some of those situations.
I'm really glad you brought that up. And I think that's a really, maybe that is one of the most important things that we will do. Cause I guess I'm returning to like the complexity of this topic and some of the anxiety and grief that inevitably will be associated with one's authentic choice to temporarily or permanently step away from the church, even in a psychologically healthy way, we will experience anxiety and grief. And I think if there's one thing that I know I have learned in working with hundreds of people on this topic is we can really just do our best. And while not being perfect at it, we can really try to be healthy and step into our strength and be loving and kind, and still it's going to be painful. It's going to be hard. We are a tribal tradition. We are a tradition. We're a covenant group of people, which means we like to believe we sort of en masse move on to heaven together. And what we're doing in our growth process is really tipping over the apple cart of a lot of our tribal beliefs and structures and traditions and ways of relating. And so what Julie and I guess we want to help you with, and we're working on this ourselves, is becoming psychologically healthy enough to tolerate the inevitable discomfort of stepping away if that's what you feel you want or need to do, and managing the complexity of these things both within yourself and in your larger relationships, because it is inevitable. I think 100% of the time, someone who is a tradition member of the church with lots of family, who's been in the church much of their life or all of their life, this is a huge choice, and it's painful, and it takes a massive amount of wrestling. And we just want to walk with you through this and help you feel like you can be strong enough to where you can Do what you feel is right for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are so excited for this new Q&A series. It's going to be held every Thursday night in June, 7 to 8 Mountain Time. And the cost is $169. So it's for 4 hours with me and Valerie. We may tag team a couple of those. We often get asked, will it be recorded for replay? It will not be recorded for replay because of the sensitive nature of the conversation. And so to protect people's confidentiality and their identity, it's not recorded. And so if you have to miss one, that's just how it goes, but we hope you'll consider coming, because even if you have to miss one, I think you'll get a lot from it. And you can sign up at drjuliehanks.com/coaching and just scroll down the page. You'll see where you sign up there, and we hope you'll grab a spot, and we're looking forward to spending this time together.
Thank you all so much for joining us on this little fun episode where we're talking a lot about how you can become psychologically healthy if you're in the process of choosing to step away from the church. Hope you join us, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Latter-day Struggles podcast. Your support and listenership is extremely valuable to us. Please make Valerie's day completely awesome by leaving a 5-star rating and review. If you want to stay in the loop, head to our website and sign up to join our email list. Valerie is always creating new and amazing resources for us, such as monthly live webinars, support groups, classes, one-on-one consultations, and more. Check out all the links and resources in the show notes or visit our website at latterdaystruggles.com. Finally, Latter-day Struggles is a proud member of the Dialogue Podcasting Network, a foundation devoted to the discussion of varying viewpoints within the Latter-day Saint community since 1966. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Dialogue Podcast Network.